right, Damian Warner will join us here in just a moment. Canadian Athlete of the Year, decathlete, winning the Olympic gold medal, setting a new Olympic record for points in the decathlon. And I hope he's just let himself go for a while. Like, he's the epitome of an athlete. The guy's in just remarkable shape. He can do everything. Wouldn't it be great if he came on and he said, this was awesome, just won this award, and I'm just a mess. Like, I haven't been in the gym since I got back from Tokyo.
I'm Hasselhoff at Taco Bell right now.
Right. Just absolutely demolishing awful food. And playing darts, maybe a little pool, a little snooker.
Wow.
Ripping darts.
People have been writing to me the name of that establishment. Right on. It's on Eglinton.
Mm-hmm.
Should I say it or not?
Yeah, give it a little shout out. Why not?
Mick Murphy's Irish Pub.
You think? Is it necessary?
East of Mount Pleasant. Irish to the core. That's what Happy Cap wrote. So.
Is it necessary to have Irish Pub after McMurphy's?
I think you just can put the McMurphy's in like Irish lettering out front.
Either way, that place is gritty.
I hope it's still standing, man. I've been in there a few times, and I've been to that Gabby's a bunch of times. And The Tooth Fairy likes Gabby's. Yeah. Brian Hayes in his 20s was a fan. Brian Hayes in his teens was a huge fan of Gabby. Yeah. There was a Gabby's right at the end of my street growing up, and it was spectacular.
At what age did you get in there at the first time? 14?
I don't want to say because, you know.
Dude, Gabby's younger than 14?
No, I wouldn't have been younger than 14, but there were some there were some ID issues, I guess, that somehow you'd skirt.
See, you were a Toronto kid. Toronto kids had, like, access to IDs. Like, King City kids were, like, we were out in a farm. We're like, how the hell do you get a fake ID? You had to find somebody that looked
you
like
had,
you.
Didn't you have
Toronto kids have, like, back alleys where you could just go and give a guy $100 and you get a fake ID.
Oh, all the
ID.
Time. Yeah, you'd find someone who just turned 19 and they'd sell you their G1 because they'd get their G2 or their G, and you'd give them $100 or whatever, and sometimes it just wasn't even close.
Yeah,
I remember my buddy and I, we went downtown. It was a place like down at like Young and Wellesley, or right around Young and Dundas probably, that would sell, you know, fake IDs. But it was like, it wasn't provincial IDs. It was like Canada, state. My best friend, he got a Wisconsin ID claiming he was 21.
Yeah. McLovin, Hawaii.
And here's the best part. The guy screwed up and the gender was female instead of male.
Come on, dude.
Worked. He got in everywhere with that thing. It was so flimsy. It was so fake. A 21-year-old from Wisconsin. He was 16 from Toronto.
Wow.
And somehow just it got in everywhere, man. This thing was
you just
flawless.
Needed a card with your face. You needed a card with a face on it. The bouncers didn't even look back then.
Back then
they didn't even look.
They didn't care. No. There were no cameras. There was no any of that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
But my guess would be Damian Warner's still in shape. I would guess he probably still goes to the gym. I want him to be out of shape. I don't know why. It's so selfish.
Naturally.
Because he's such a great athlete. He's such a remarkable athlete. I want him to be a little bit more like us and basically be out of shape. But he is the Canadian Athlete of the Year. It was announced earlier this afternoon. He won the gold medal in the decathlon at the Tokyo Olympics, the flag bearer for the closing ceremonies. Here is Damian Warner. How you doing, Damian?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Are you in shape? I know that's a ridiculous question to ask you, but are you still hitting the gym daily or what?
No, I did a workout earlier today, and I tell you what, I don't feel like I'm in shape. So
okay.
But we're getting there.
Okay. We'll take it. Yeah, because, I mean, you had such a phenomenal year. Obviously, the Olympic Games, you set a new Olympic record for points in the decathlon, and today it's announced you're the Canadian Athlete of the Year. How did you respond when you heard the news?
Yeah, it's like I feel like at this point I don't know what to say anymore. It's been an incredible year for me. We set out to go to the Olympics and to perform at our best, and we were able to do that. And then since then, there's just been so many other awards and accolades that have came along with it. And I'm extremely grateful for it. It's been an incredible honor. And I know that as I get older and I look back on this time now, it's gonna mean so much to me. So it's really special.
Be honest. Did you like think it was a lock? You're winning, no problems. You were confident. What was your kind of thought process going into this?
Into Tokyo?
winning today.
Yeah, the Canadian Athlete of the Year.
I mean, I think it's like I feel sorry for all the people that had to make a vote because I feel like it could have been a coin flip. You know, like I think there was 24, 28 athletes that were in the running, and you can go through their achievements and see what they accomplished this past year. And I think it could have went to anybody, and I think that's why it feels so weird to accept an award like this because you know it could have went to so many of these other people. But like I was saying, it's I'm really grateful for it, and it's an honor, and yeah, it's something that I don't take too lightly.
With Damian Warner, announced as the Canadian Athlete of the Year earlier this afternoon, won gold medal, the decathlon in the Tokyo Games, the first Canadian male to ever do that, and he set an Olympic record for points. At what point did that come into focus for you? Like, at what point of the event was it once you hit the seventh event, the eighth, the ninth, where you said, you know what, the record's in reach here, and if I can put together a performance specifically with the 1500, the final event, I'm going to break an Olympic record here.
Yeah, I think for me it was after the pole vault. For people that know me and my story in the sport, pole vault's kind of been like the thorn in my side for the longest time. And over the pandemic and in the lockdown, we worked really hard on pole vault to get it to a certain point. And after I tied my personal best, we had a little gap before the final two events. And I turned to my coach and I was like, let's win a gold medal today. And then we talked about getting that Olympic record and scoring over 9,000 points. And yeah, it was kind of after the pole vault when I knew it was a possibility. It's a crazy thing.
So crazy. And I remember watching it live when everyone, all the athletes were being announced for the 1500 meter, and you came out and you looked very relaxed before the final event. Was that true? Is that an honest assessment, or were you kind of sheltering some sort of nerves? I mean, how are you feeling about going into that final event, kind of understanding at that point the gold was pretty much solidified, you had a chance at an Olympic record, but you looked very relaxed watching you on TV?
Yeah, it's funny because people always ask me if I get nervous because they think I look fairly calm, and I usually am like covering it up pretty well because I'm so nervous inside. But going into that 1500, I had no nerves. And I started to like panic a little bit because I was like, what's going on? You know, like this is the most important moment of your life in your sporting career, and you don't have any nerves. Something's off. We had some goals that I needed to target for each lap of the 400 meters just so I could stay on pace for that record. And I think I was a little bit too relaxed because I was behind all those pacings. And I came around to the bell lap and I looked at the scoreboard and I saw the time and I realized that I was like significantly behind the pace. And I was like, okay, now I need to pick it up. And that's where, like, all the adrenaline and all the nerves started to kick in and gave me enough energy to make that final push.
We're chatting with Damian Warner again, Canadian Athlete of the Year, decathlon gold medalist at the Tokyo Games. And you referenced when COVID hit, it gave you an opportunity, more time, I guess, to prepare for the games. Now, that would apply to all the other athletes as well. But I'm assuming that was beneficial for you, the idea that you weren't there technically in 2020. You had to wait a year. But I'm sure some things were taken away from you due to COVID. You would have had some sort of restrictions in terms of getting in the gym and preparing for the games. So how do you look back on that extra year of preparation, and how much help was it, and in ways how much of a challenge was it waiting an extra year?
Yeah, there were certainly some challenges, and there were certainly a lot of good things. You know, I did a little panel not too long ago with Bev Priestner, the women's national soccer coach. And she said something that was really interesting to me. And that was, people keep saying like what COVID has taken away from them. But I think it's important to ask like what COVID has given us. And for me, it gave me the opportunity to start from scratch and to learn some things in the pole vault that has been giving me problems over the years. And I think if I didn't have that year and that time, I probably would have been expecting those same results. So it certainly helped me. At times it was definitely challenging, but at the same time, I think that this year was a positive.
Obviously, you know, having so much success and being so good at all the events, are there any, like, I guess I say this respectfully, any fails that you like come to mind where you're like, holy smokes, like I threw the javelin, like not the wrong way, but things went south and the discus went flying out of my hand, you know, something slipped. Do you have any of those that you maybe you could share where you're like, man, something went wrong and you had to recover off of it?
Yeah. So it's one of those things where After the pole vault, like I was saying, things were going pretty good. I told my coach, like, let's go back and win a gold medal. And then we had to go back to the village for about 6 hours. And you have to try to sleep, but there's so many nerves and so many thoughts that are just racing through your head. But we had to come back and throw the javelin. And for some reason, like, I wrote down the measurements that I needed for the javelin wrong in my book. And then I put the wrong mark out, and I kept trying to do my approach, and it kept feeling off over and over and over again. And time was running out. And I was just like in full panic, and I kept changing things, and it wasn't working. And I went to my coach, and I was like, what's wrong? He's like, everything. And I was just like, so where do you go from there? And we just made a couple of adjustments. And at that point in time, you can't help but think, is like, okay, is this guy going to throw really far and kind of overtake you? And then all this was for naught. But luckily, we pulled it together at the last moment. And I think those are the things that the TV doesn't necessarily see, because once the competition started, I threw just under my personal best. So we kind of figured it out. But there was definitely some moments of panic throughout that decathlon that people didn't see.
With Damian Warner, so one thing that sticks out in terms of the adjustment of schedule based on COVID is it's a three-year interval as opposed to a four-year interval for the next Summer Games, where they're going to Paris in 2024. Do you have aspirations of being there, competing again? What is your plan moving on between now and 2024?
Yeah, for sure. So I'll definitely be back there in Paris 2024. I think it would be really awesome to defend my title. But when we first started training for this decathlon thing, we set some pretty lofty goals for ourselves. And one of those was to become an Olympic gold medalist. One was become a world champion. And another one was to be the world record holder in the decathlon. So there's still some things for me to chase, and I still have some pretty big goals, so we're going to be working on those over the next couple of years.
Well, we'll be supporting you and following you all the way, and you just chalk one more achievement up. The Canadian Athlete of the Year was announced earlier today. Just an incredible year for you, Damian, and the whole country obviously was supporting you the whole way, and it was just an incredible ride, and we appreciate that you allowed us all to be a part of it. And congrats on the announcement today, and we'll do this again down the road. Thank you for this.
Awesome. I appreciate that, and thanks for having me on, guys. Take care.
You got it. There he is, Damian Warner. Canadian Athlete of the Year. Stud.
I know. Slash perfect person, it seems.
He
like.
Is.
Doesn't
yeah,
swear, doesn't care about us.
Good-looking dude. Yeah. Dominant.
Eating chocolate almonds.
I guess perfect.
No, he's not doing what we're doing.